Where will it be mounted? And what mountings will be required? Hung on a wall, cabinet, etc. Do they want a lockable case? Do they want a separate backup battery? So you need to get this information. And this is my attempt to kind of give them an example of, you know, then they have to, I can't write this for them, but I could take stuff off the website, put it on a thing like this, and these are the kind of forms that I recommended that they have for all of their customer service people. So when the customer service people were talking to doctors' offices or, you know, these, I don't know whether they're, they must be nurses, the ones that do the buying and stuff, when they're talking to these people, they would have information about the product and right at their fingertips, and then they would know what questions to ask so they could provide a quote. And then they would send it down to their quotations department, and there's a person that actually did the quotations. So this is no big deal. It's a QIN, which is my name for quote info needed. That's where the QIN comes from. And then the AED1 is the first one of these automated external defibrillators. So that's just a tool to help you. And I could see something like that being of service to you folks when you talk about, you know, selling parts and, you know, so that, you know, you might have blow-ups and, you know, I'd have to go out there and, you know, sit down with your technical people and so on, get some sense of that. But, you know, I could see having stuff, but I'd like it all on your website so you could get a customer to look at it at the same time and then say, you know, a lot of, and this is the way you say it. And you could write this down on that page if you wanted to. A lot of customers buy the adjustment screws when they put an O-ring in. So a customer's ordering an O-ring in, and you say to them, a lot of customers buy the adjustment screws when they're buying the O-rings. So I think that's a really great way to say it, rather than, do you want to buy the adjustment screws? No, I don't need any adjustment screws. So I'm just saying, a lot of customers buy the adjustment screws when they buy that O-ring.
And I'll say, put them in.
Put them in.
Yeah.
They're going to say, throw them in. Put them in, right. And who are those customers that order the adjustment screws? Might they be the smart customers that are out there, you know? I mean, I don't know. But I like that kind of statement. A lot of our customers order the adjustment screws when they buy the O-rings. Or, you know, and I'm just using those two products. I have no idea. There could be, you know, a lot of things. And then another thing that I like is the idea of a kit. I love the idea of a kit. You know, you can just buy the O-ring, or you can buy our installation kit, our sealing, and our maintenance sealing kit. What's the maintenance sealing kit? Well, of course, it's got the O-ring in it, but it's also got, you know, what else has it got in it? I don't know. You'd have to ask an engineer and figure out. So you put kits together if you can do it. So a customer wants to buy, he wants to buy this certificate. Would you like to buy our certificate kit? What's a certificate kit? Well, it's the gold seals. It's the press that makes, you know, that imprints the gold seal. It's the paper. It's a special printing device where all you have to do is put the name in and it centers it right there, and so you don't have to run it through your computer. You just, you know what I'm saying? So you could turn an order for a piece of paper into a $1,000 order for a printer, you know, a little software thing and so on and so forth. So kits are a great way to sell more stuff. Engineers love kits. They just love that because they buy Allen's wrenches in a kit. They buy socket sets in a kit, and they like seeing all those little tools all lined up. You know, they may never ever use them, but they like having them all in a nice little kit, and that can be very successful in selling more stuff to our customers. Okay, where are we at here? We're over on providing value. You know, boy, this is it, isn't it? Providing value. Value and trust are at the top of the list of why people buy things. You can create the perception of value with words. We had this little demonstration yesterday, and that was, I talked about the value of the printing company. And the salesperson said, you know, thank you so much, Kathy, for your interest in having us help you with your paper problems on your Mita copier. Just like to tell you, if it's okay, our company's been in the business for 57 years, and we have 3 paper scientists on staff. As for myself, I used to work for Mita, so I have a lot of experience with Mita copiers. So I'm uniquely qualified, I think, to help you with your Mita. And I've been solving paper problems in the Detroit metropolitan area for 15 years. Those are value statements. Those are added value statements. The added value statements have to do with the product or company, the 3 paper scientists, and the other value added statements are about me. I've been a Mita employee, so I really know Mita, and I've been 15 years in the market. And the other value statement over here was the 57 years or whatever it was that we had that we've been solving paper problems. So value statements are huge, and you work them in.